I think lots of people like to believe that their lives have to be made up of climactic, character-defining moments. Student volunteer tour guides lead their little troops of high school students around the college campus, while simultaneously leading them on with, "Once blank happened, I knew that I was a perfect fit for this college." Maybe they really believe it, or maybe they're just really good at their job. Either way, this is a story about me, a resident of College 9 who is not a perfect fit for his college. As a kid, I don't think I ever imagined growing up and doing something ordinary. Before I went to preschool, I was usually left with my grandma while my parents were at work and my brother went to school. I remember that one day, my grandma brought me to the local park so that I could play on the playground and she could talk to her elderly friends. At one point, her friends gathered around me and asked what I wanted to be when I grew up. "An airplane pilot," I told them. "Will you fly us around when you become a pilot then?" they asked. Unhesitant, I nodded. Later on, I found out that you need good vision to be an airplane pilot. And my eyes, which, on top of bad genetics, I had burned the glow of my Game Boy screen during sneaky sessions under the covers, wouldn't make the cut. Later on, I would decide that I wanted to work at Lego or be an animator or an artist. It never felt like just wishful thinking. Somehow, I had no doubt that surrounded by an infinite number of plastic bricks or working on the next Pixar movie or making a living from drawing pictures, I would get exactly where I wanted to be. Every exciting career I chose for myself became a concrete and unquestionable life decision, and I would be a perfect fit. Something changed when I went to high school. Before, with the most careless, minimal effort, I could get good enough grades that all I ever had to worry about were other, more enjoyable activities, but not anymore. For a season, I joined my school's track team. I tried to work hard at every practice and collapsed into the couch when I got home, ice pressed on my aching shins. Yet at every single meet, I was never able to improve my lackluster time. I think that this scared me. Somehow, until then, I never seemed to realize that failure could reach me too. I had always been told, and therefore I always believed, that I was intelligent and a good student. And while not the most athletic, I had always taken pride in being pretty decent at sports. Suddenly, though, I became aware that I might not be good enough, and it terrified me to think that I might turn out completely mediocre. In my junior year of high school, my family and I drove to Oregon to attend my brother's girlfriend's graduation. As part of the trip, we also drove a couple extra hours to Seattle, Washington, to check out the University of Washington campus and do general touristy stuff. I loved both Seattle and UW, and I decided that I would apply in my senior year. I imagined drenching myself in the city atmosphere and countless coffee shops and rainy weather. I saw myself studying at the Hogwarts-esque library, despite the fact that I've never even liked studying. Dressed in a thick coat and a UW cap, I'd take the bus to the city on weekends. I'd buy a coffee and go for a stroll, and then stop to listen to a street performer standing next to his open cash-filled violin case, his fingers dancing on the fingerboard. When the song was up, I'd drop in a five and continue along. I could snag an internship at Valve and shock all my online friends, and apply to DigiPen when I graduated. This image I crafted for myself was somehow much more extraordinary than the mundane life I had settled into, yet not unbelievable because I saw real, tangible glimpses of it with my own eyes. Maybe that's why it was so compelling. Maybe I couldn't be an airplane pilot or work at Lego or fit into the countless other lives I had imagined for myself, but I became sure that I was a Husky and a proud Seattleite and finally completely on track to be a perfect fit. When I visited UCSC months later at my parents' request, I saw the polar opposite of what I wanted. Santa Cruz was aggressively sunny and the farthest thing away from the modern, bustling city. The dorm rooms on Showcase reminded me of summer camp cabins, where you couldn't ever feel completely clean until you went back home and took a real shower. I tried the dining hall food and wasn't impressed, granted I was eating at Crown. Worst of all, the text on the banners guiding visitors were written in Comic Sans. I figured that I'd probably get in, but I didn't really plan on going. It's funny how these things work, though. UW sent my rejection letter by email, but at that point I pretty much already expected it after receiving similar letters from a handful of other colleges. When I finally submitted my official declaration to attend UCSC, it didn't feel like a big moment at all. It felt pretty surreal and kind of like a pitiful last-ditch effort. A younger version of myself is more confident than I am. He has lofty goals and relishes in, yet takes for granted, compliments and claims that he will be something special. He has all the talent to chase his dreams and all the time in the world to make up for where his talent is lacking. He would never even think of just settling. Despite all this, I really am enjoying my time so far in College 9 and UCSC. I like living away from home, and I like how I don't have to wake up for class at 8 in the morning. The dorm room that bothered me on my first campus tour grew cozy after the first couple days, and I don't mind the weather at all. I'm not in Seattle, but I can get pretty decent coffee whenever I want at the dining hall. I'd be lying if I said I knew exactly where I want to go career-wise, but coursework and hobbies give me enough challenges that I don't feel completely lost either. There's a joke that UCSC is UC second choice, and that people only come here because they were rejected by their actual desired school. When I compare my current self to the imagined self of myself from a year or two ago, I suppose the joke fits. I'm not here oozing school spirit, the product of incredible feats of talent and successful dream chasing. I'm very much here as just a settler. But I don't think I view that as a purely bad thing anymore either. I don't think I'm a perfect fit, but I think that's just fine too.